to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Reckless, amateurish. That's what news media and fellow Republicans called Mitt Romney's gaffe-filled July tour of England, Israel, and Poland. When our U.S. diplomats were attacked in Libya, the New York Times said Romney's knee-jerk response showed an extraordinary lack of presidential character. And even Republican experts said Romney's remarks were the worst possible reaction to what happened. If this is how he handles the world now, just think what Mitt Romney might do as president.
President Obama, latest ad attacking Mitt Romney on foreign policy. The ad was released, coincidentally, on the same day Romney gave a major speech on his foreign policy plan. The presidential race is where we get started on this hour of our Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Interesting that Mitt Romney no longer trails Barack Obama in the major presidential election polling that's being done. By about 3-1, voters say Romney did a better job than Obama in the debate, and he's now better regarded on most personal dimensions and on most issues than he was in September, seen as the candidate who has new ideas, viewed as better able than Obama to improve the job situation and reduce the budget deficit. So what do you think about that? 800-510-8255 or email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. As we roam around the world of talk radio, let's listen to talk host Vicki McKenna with Senator John McCain about Mitt Romney's foreign policy strategy.
Mitt Romney gave a speech at VMI laying out his vision for foreign policy and contrasting that vision with that of Barack Obama. Barack Obama's team, Senator, said that Mitt Romney's strategy, which essentially says, look, let's not say we can lead from behind. Let's not be passive and essentially give up any fight for our position globally. And Obama's team called that to the right of George W. Bush. I don't even know what that means. Maybe you can help me with that.
I don't either. I can't imagine what they're talking about. But I'll tell you what, as you know, Vicki, I've been around for a long time. I have not seen as sharp a contrast as there is between Mitt Romney and Barack Obama since there was a contrast between Ronald Reagan and Jimmy Carter. Barack Obama obviously believes in leading from behind. Everything's unraveling in the Middle East, whether you're talking about Afghanistan or Iraq or Syria or our relations with Israel or Iran. And, of course, the latest is that after 4 brave Americans are killed in our consulate in Libya, 5 days later, when it clearly was a terrorist attack, they send out their U.N. ambassador to every major news program, as you know, in America, to say that there was a spontaneous attack caused by a hateful video. Now, that's either abysmal ignorance or a desire to deceive the American people, because we knew within 24 hours that this was a terrorist attack with mortars and rocket-propelled grenades. But disgraceful.
Senator, there were simultaneous attacks across 12 countries, minimally 12 countries. When the United States UN ambassador, the President of the United States, the Secretary of State, come out and essentially give license to the excuse that our enemies are using against us, what does that tell our friends?
Well, it tells our friends, obviously, that we are weak, vacillating, and don't want to lead. And again, I hope that one of your liberal friends there might call in and say, well, they said it was a terrorist attack early on. That's not true. That is not true. The facts are that 5 days after this attack, 5 days after their deaths, that they trotted out Ambassador Rice, who obviously, and by the way, on the issue of the video, Vicki, it's not the video, it is the Islamists that are exploiting the video through the internet and even some case television that are causing this. It's like saying if someone shoots and kills somebody, blame it on the gun. It is the Islamists and that are part of this struggle that's going on throughout the Middle East, whether they will be taken over by these radical Islamists or by the moderates, such as with overwhelming vote in Libya not long ago. So it's a fundamental misunderstanding of what's going on in the Middle East.
800-510-8255. The presidential race front and center on this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio and to a certain extent News Talk Television, although pretty much everything we have today is radio-oriented. Some of the things that, I suppose, stir up the debate on the radio come from the television or from other news media. Here's a fellow named Leland Conway on his radio program talking about this foreign policy speech at VMI.
So they're going to shift sort of the narrative to foreign policy. That's kind of what's going on here, and Romney trying to seize some high ground in that. So he goes to VMI and he gives a speech. Here's a couple of comments from it. No one will question America's resolve under a Romney presidency, he says.
America must have confidence in our cause, clarity in our purpose, and resolve in our might. No friend of America will question our commitment to support them. No enemy that attacks America will question our resolve to defeat them. And no one anywhere, friend or foe, will doubt America's capability to back up our words.
Okay, good. I like it. That's fine. Then he sort of wades into what's really on everybody's mind with regards to foreign policy right now, and that's the fact that the Middle East is on fire.
When we look at the Middle East today, with Iran closer than ever to nuclear weapons capability, with the conflict in Syria threatening to destabilize the region, and with violent extremists on the march, and with an American ambassador and three others dead, likely at the hands of Al-Qaeda affiliates, it's clear that the risk of conflict in the region is higher now than when the president took office.
And this is an area where the president is vulnerable. I know that he's going to try to spike the football with the whole bin Laden thing. You know, you got the Hollywood movie producer that's releasing the bin Laden raid movie on November 4th. No, that's not timed with the election at all. We know that that's all coming out. We know that they're going to try to spike the football. They're going to try to tell us, hey, look, you know, everything's good. We're all safe. No problems here. No terrorist attacks. We got bin Laden. Everything's good. But President Obama is very, very vulnerable in the Libya situation because it is clear that we missed an opportunity to connect the dots. Because remember after 9/11, when the left was blaming Bush, and we're saying we did not connect the dots. Well, there were a whole lot of dots, and they were never connected. The ambassador to Libya was saying, "Hey, I need security." We pulled security in spite of that. It clearly was a planned, coordinated attack. It clearly had nothing to do with a video, and yet President Obama embarrassingly traipsed around the world saying, "We'll reject the video." No, it's not about the video. So it's a huge, huge problem for the Obama administration.
All right. So the licking back and forth continues there. That's Leland Conway. Just to underscore what we were talking about a few minutes ago, the results of the polls, a sort of dramatic tightening in the race. I'm looking at the Gallup poll. I'm looking at the Pew poll. I'm looking at Rasmussen. The Gallup organization reported on 3 days of calling over the weekend. The daily tracking survey finds Romney and Obama tied with 47% of the vote among registered voters who intend to vote nationwide. Gallup showed Obama leading Romney by 5 points in interviews conducted in the 3 days prior to the debate. So apparently the debates do make a difference. So what do you think? 800-510-8255. As we continue reviewing the latest from the presidential race from the eyes and ears of those who are on the talk radio circuit.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now?
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me? What? Why would you?
There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yeah.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberen, and it's the only product on the market today, clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Amberen absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-893-9155. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Amberen balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Amberen relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary, risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-893-9155. That's 1-800-893-9155.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with WellPoint. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature birth. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs. These programs, such as Centering Pregnancy, help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
800-510-8255 as the Romney challenge to Mr. Obama moves forward. All right, here we go with the tacos, Chip Morris.
Of course, the attacks are already out there that he, you know, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He doesn't understand the nuance of the Middle East. He doesn't understand what's going on out there. And he's too vague. He's not actually giving any serious policy proposals. He's simply saying that the president is doing it wrong. And you go, wow, that's kind of an interesting critique from the people who have on there in the administration, people like Tim Geithner, who tell Paul Ryan, we don't actually have a plan. We just know we don't like yours. But Romney's talking about, you know, the dangers of leading from behind. The dangers of passivity, the dangers of not having a leader in the world. It's kind of interesting. This story is bubbling up. Lieutenant Colonel Andy Wood, former head of Special Forces Site Security Team, until August in Libya, said in a pair of interviews that the embassy staff, including slain Ambassador Chris Stevens, had wanted his group of 16 Special Operations soldiers to stay in Libya. Yeah, who wouldn't? The first choice was for us to stay, Wood told ABC News. That would have been the choice of the embassy people in Tripoli. Wood told CBS News that when he found out his team was being removed in August, he felt, quote, like we were being asked to play the piano with two fingers.
800-510-8255. Mitt Romney accusing the Obama administration of fundamentally misunderstanding the threat of radical Islam at that VMI speech, talking about the president rejecting six decades of bipartisan consensus by not flexing more U.S. muscle on the world stage. President Obama's most heralded international achievement, his first term, was to order the raid on Osama bin Laden. 21 past the hour. Is that what you, do you agree with that statement?
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love Camel Milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world.
Camel Milk has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try Camel Milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The Camel Milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there. Too ill to do anything.
Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And the view from inside and outside and the world of talk radio and talk television. I was talking earlier about how some of the material that we have here that's used by hosts around the country, shows that we monitor, takes excerpts from television programs. Here's a piece from yesterday's View where the ladies talked to Donald Trump on the presidential race and the debate.
It was an amazing debate. It was actually an amazing debate.
What do you think?
Well, I was very surprised that the president wasn't more forceful. I mean, I've seen him over the years, and I've always thought of him as a more forceful person than that. And I thought Mitt Romney, frankly, was fantastic, and I thought the president did not do a good job.
What happened to him, do you think?
I don't know.
What's
I don't
going
understand
on?
It.
You're for Romney, anyway.
I am. I mean,
yeah.
I've backed him.
And Romney needed to do a great job.
Yeah.
Well, he did. And he did do a great job.
Yes.
And he's now, you know, doing very well in the polls, and it's going to be a very close election. I think it was always going to be a very close election.
Well, now they're saying that Obama's up, even though the pundits are saying Obama did not do well, that Romney won that night. But they're saying that he's up 2% in the polls. So is this Obama? So is there something?
Well, I've seen it the other way, too, though, Sherry. I've seen where different polls, but it's going to be close. It's going to be a very close election.
So you're saying that Romney is up, too? You've seen Romney up?
A lot of the polls, the Rasmussen poll just came up where he's actually up.
What do you think Romney needs to do, then, to maintain the lead?
Well, I think he should do just exactly what he's doing.
What's
I mean, he really debated well. Uh-huh. And I've seen him under pressure before. When he had a debate, Newt Gingrich in Florida, he was not doing so well. And he went into the debates and he really crushed it. He did great.
But this,
so he reacts very well under pressure. I think that's a very important thing.
But this last Romney we saw was a different Romney from the one we had been seeing. Much more moderate, much more to the left of where he was. So which is the real Romney?
He was very
we
loose.
Don't know who the real Romney is at this point. I don't.
You know, Joy, he was very loose. And he was very, I just thought he was nice,
yeah,
he was smart,
saying,
he was
he's
sharp.
More in the beginning, in the early debates, he had to please the Tea Party people. Now he seems to be more to the center, more moderate. Is that the Romney that's going to be president if he's president?
Well, I think he's been consistent, personally. I mean,
yeah.
I think he's been consistent, and I think he's been solid, and I think he's been very smart. And I also think he's shown a lot of heart and compassion, which is an important thing to show.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there's Donald Trump on the debate. Here's Taco's Bob Kerr with Ken Walsh from U.S. News and World Report about the momentum Mitt Romney's campaign has gotten from the debate.
Last week's debate has given a spurt and some momentum to Mitt Romney, but I suppose the question is, how long will it last? Is this a trend or a blip?
Well, it's probably something in the middle of that. You have an uptick for Romney. Certainly, you've seen some polls that indicate he's gained a couple of points here and there nationally in some of the battleground states, such as Florida and Ohio and Colorado. But, you know, we have two debates left. We have a vice presidential debate coming up this coming week. The debates really do matter to a lot of people, but the question is, can Romney give another strong performance as he did the first time? And I think that President Obama is not going to make the same mistakes that he made the first time by seeming sort of passive and listless. I think that's going to change. So I think you're going to have a narrative now of sort of a comeback in the debates by the president. So within this month, I think there's room for a lot of change. And that part of that change will be, I think President Obama will do a lot better in the next debate.
Now, he's already backed off a bit. The question is, can Romney use Etch-a-Sketch or whatever to cover up that 47% remark and make it go away?
Right. Well, exactly. That 47% remark has really hurt Romney. The Obama campaign and the Democrats jumped on that immediately. Of course, the reference here was to the comments that Romney made in a private fundraiser that were taped that show him saying that 47% of the country is too reliant on government, and his job is not to worry about those people because they're supporting President Obama. And that's been very roundly criticized as dismissing half the country almost, and Romney has backed away very dramatically from that. But it did do a lot of damage. What you're seeing now is a real focus now on the advertising. Both sides are pushing huge advertising campaigns in the 8 or 10 battleground states that remain undecided. And that's really, I think, where we should be looking for where the impact is going to be.
Your call is coming up at 800-510-8255 in the presidential race. Then we'll talk the job report and the upcoming VP debate here on The Countdown.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
We're fashion retailers,
wine wholesalers,
a surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners
to fuel innovation and a new economy.
And to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at IBM.com/engine.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with DuraCoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and DuraCoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And DuraCoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The DuraCoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on DuraCoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. DuraCoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use DuraCoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit DuraCoat.net. Spelled DuraCoat.net. DuraCoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Coast to coast 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com as we share the latest conversations on a lot of talk radio programs about the presidential race, how it impacts you. Sean Hannity here talking to Jim Lehrer about some of the criticism Lehrer's gotten over the past week because of the way the presidential debate was handled.
I felt bad for you after the debate. A lot of criticism heaped on you.
Yeah.
How did you feel about that?
Well, you know, I'm not really keen on criticism, just as a general thing.
Yeah.
But that was right at the beginning. The criticism has pretty much gone away now because
right.
People realize that spin doesn't work if you see everybody who's seen the event. 67 million people watched it. 67 million other people reacted to it, saw excerpts to it and all of that. So they know what they saw. And so everybody's pretty well chilled out on this, and nobody's blaming me for it. I'm blaming me for anything. And the format is what made it possible. Whatever happened, some people think look at it in a positive way, some people look at it in a negative way. However, the fact of the matter is it was the format, and all I did was implement the format, which was a wide open an opportunity for the candidates to directly address each
other. Which was agreed to ahead of time.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. There's no secret about that.
You made a comment that you think this will forever change presidential debates.
I do.
Explain.
Well, I think there's been a progression. I've moderated a lot of them, and first one, 1988. They used to be very controlled. There would be a moderator, and there'd be three journalist panelists. And the panelist would ask a question, there'd be an answer. Then the next journalist would ask a question, a different question on a different subject, no follow-up, nothing. And over a period, the debate commission has worked very steadily. It's a bipartisan commission, old politician types who understand the system, and they have worked very hard. I helped them implement it just as a moderator, and we kind of moved into a single moderator system and slowly but surely opened it up a little bit. 2008, There was a rule which allowed the candidates for the first time to address each other and question each other. One of the candidates chose not to play. That was John McCain.
John McCain.
So it didn't work. It didn't work as well. I felt I made a fool of myself trying to get McCain to, you know, to talk to Obama in front of everybody. But anyhow, and Obama played fine. And but it didn't work. But it established the idea. And then the commission came up with this idea: let's do 15-minute segments and have it wide open for 15 minutes after initial.
I thought it was great. I liked it because it was. Let them debate each other. It was debate. It wasn't a joint press conference.
That's right. But it kinds of redefines what moderator is, too, Sean.
Yeah.
And because I've been, one of the criticisms is, you know, partisans, but people who are nonpartisan also criticize me because I didn't follow up. I didn't challenge people. But see, my whole point was, and the commission's whole point, and I was implementing what they wanted and what I enthusiastically agreed with, was if there was going to be any challenging, the candidates were going to have to do it
themselves.
Yes, I was going to facilitate the challenging, but I wasn't going to do it myself.
All right, so that's enough of that, at least rehashing Jim Lehrer and what they did or didn't do. The debate, according to Thomas L. Friedman, writing in the New York Times, was important not only because Mitt Romney won and energized his campaign, it was important because Romney won in a way that exposed and deepened President Obama's two greatest vulnerabilities. Romney's the essence of Romney performing well, if he performs well and well again, like there are three wells here, does that change it for you? Is any of this debate stuff game-changing? 800-510-8255. Doc in Louisiana can't imagine how anybody can support President Obama.
It's unbelievable that anybody would support not only his foreign policy, but his domestic policy, which is totally bankrupting this country. It's a shame. People cannot defeat the United States militarily, but they said years and years ago, we will defeat you economically. And that's exactly what is being done now. It's a crying shame. But it may be too late.
800-510-8255. Is it? No, not too late until what is it, the old business of the fat lady singing? Scott in Colorado says the president is avoiding the tough questions.
The thing that really gets me is you have Romney going on, Meet the Press, and the different news outlets, but yet Obama, he's going on The View and David Letterman, and he won't come on Fox. It seems like he really, really avoids the tough questions, that he really can't answer the questions on the economy. I'm here in Colorado, and it's just as bad here as it is anywhere else. I hope during this election that they will, when they have the debates here in Denver, that they really ask tough questions. People need answers, and this foreign policy mess that they have proven that they lied to everybody about the our ambassador and then that were murdered over there. This country needs he always said transparency, and it's just not happening.
Note to caller, the debate in Denver is over, sir. 800-510-8255. Laura is in Pennsylvania. The economy, it's the economy, stupid.
We're talking about who's going to be the next president for 4 years and what direction this country's going to go in. And, you know, foreign policy has become the number one issue other than the economy. And it used to be, it's the economy, stupid. It's still the economy, stupid. We are, like the guy, the independent called, we're bankruptcy. We're on the verge of that. And I think Romney deserves a chance with Ryan. They have a solid plan to turn this country around, to save Social Security, not cut it like all the old people are being indoctrinated with. And it's just, you know, the social issues, one party is pro-life, that's Romney Ryan. One party is pro-choice, that is Obama and Biden the same. And if we want four more years of this, these excuses of blaming Bush, of blaming anything you can, but still keeping people stagnant and not rewarding small businesses create 70+% of the jobs in this country, and Obama wants to tax them. Does that make any sense to anybody?
800-510-8255 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Here's Jane in Texas, who supports President Obama.
I'm supporting Barack Obama because Romney can't even agree with his own vice president. He keeps saying, even last night he made the remark that, well, I'm the president, so it doesn't matter what my vice president says. So they can't even get together as president and vice president. So if he gets up there where Barack Obama is now as president, I don't know how he thinks he can overcome the conflict that Obama has had with the GOP Congress. He can't even agree with his vice president. There's no chance.
All right, ma'am. We got that. 800-510-8255. Here's D in Oregon, tired of the news media getting so involved in the political discussions.
The problem that I have with the media is that it has a tendency to try to interject its opinions into the politics of what's going on today. And I don't care whether that's Republican or Democrat. I think the media has just about lost its ability to be neutral. And I find that one of the examples that I would give is that when they you check the politifacts, whenever they give facts about the president and about Mitt Romney, it's really Mitt did this, and he really did that stuff, and, you know, we all know it. And then instead of coming back, if Obama is not exactly 100% on point, they will find some way or some small percentage to show that he was not exactly perfectly right, so therefore he's discredited too.
800-510-8255. Mike in Lynchburg, let's wrap this up. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, you know, if the United States was a company, Barack Obama would have been fired a long time ago.
All right, sir. That adds to the debate. 800-510-8255. All right, so let's put this aside and discuss the jobs report. What impact does this have on the presidential race? More importantly, as it's analyzed, what impact does it have on you and your search, if you're unemployed, for work? That info and the conversation right around the corner here on the Countdown.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-3847. 1-888-535-3847. That's 1-888-535-3847. 1-888-535-3847.
Hey fans, Exergen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exergen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.exergen.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
What is work? Is work talking about working? Is work telling others to work? No, work is actually working with your hands and your brains. Work is building skyscrapers and drilling for oil. Work is loading ships and building submarines. Work is craft. Work is complex. Work is family. Work is pride. And if you're serious about it, work is a pair of Red Wing boots on your feet. Red Wing work boots are purpose-built for the exact work you do. Red Wing shoes. Work is our work.
RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, is now America's newest publicly trading green company, Eco2Tech, and has emerged to forward green technologies and solutions to develop and launch projects that are energy efficient and sustainable. We have partnered with various Fortune 500 giants, in addition to local, federal, and foreign government agencies, in the pursuit to create tens of thousands of job opportunities during a time when rebuilding the economy is most needed. Eco2Tech strives to maintain a reputation that is symbolic and recognized worldwide for better use of energy, a better environment, and economy. The latest news on Eco2Tech can be found on the stock exchange under RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, or visit us online at greenjobsforveterans.com. Eco2, solutions today for tomorrow's environment. RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, doing business as Eco2Tech, is an equal opportunity employer.
800-510-8255. Okay, so the jobs report that came out the day after the debate, I think that's when they came out, has sort of boosted, some people think, the chances that Mr. Obama gets reelected. Here's talk host John Hoffman with economist Richard Mazzell about the jobs report itself.
Down to 7.8% nationally, Richard. What does that really mean?
Well, that's certainly good news politically. The unemployment rate has been a divisive thing in the presidential debate, and the Democrats particularly will be glad to see the number fall below 8%, since the Republicans have been harping on the fact that unemployment has been over 8% for many, many months. So for the Democrats politically, that's great news. And the Republicans are probably mostly concerned about the how these numbers came about. You know, there's a lot of concern that the numbers just look a little bit fishy, suspicious.
The spin from the Democrats is it's evidence jobs are coming back. Republicans say the unemployment rate dropping because people are giving up looking for work. Where's the truth in between all this?
Well, it might be somewhere in between. I think usually the truth usually tends to be that way, because it is a little unusual that we have a drop of this size, but yet job creation is about 114,000 jobs out there.
That's fairly low, right?
Yeah, because usually you would like to see over 200,000 jobs per month created to really see, you know, sizable reductions in the unemployment rate. But what's sort of adding to the confusion is that there's two surveys that they use to compile all these numbers, and one is the employment survey, and that's where the 114,000 come from, and then there's a household survey that estimates that over 800,000 jobs were created. And so trying to sort of figure out, well, what number is what is a little bit unsettling right now.
So here we are again. You get asked two economists, you get three opinions, right?
Well, that's true. And it depends on what time of day you ask. Okay?
Yeah.
But another feature is that the number of part-time jobs has increased. People working at part-time jobs, but they want full-time jobs. You know, that increased. And on the one side, it's good those people got the job, even though it's part-time. And so it's like, is the glass half empty or half full in that kind of situation? So they have their job finally, but it's not quite what they wanted.
All right, here are Steve Scott and Wayne Cabot talking to a financial analyst about what is believed to be the driving force decreasing these numbers.
What is driving this number down? Is the economy creating jobs, or are people just stopping looking?
This is an actual increase in jobs. We did not see an increase in the people leaving the labor pool. This is unlike a lot of improvements we've seen lately. This is 114,000 actual jobs being created.
But that's not really a great number to really bring things down long term.
No, it's well below the 200,000 that most economists say are needed to indicate a growing, healthy economy.
Jack Welch, the former CEO of GE, set off a little storm with a tweet that's suggesting the numbers may have been cooked a little bit, that, quote, these Chicago guys will do anything. What do you think of that?
Why cook these and not a couple of years ago? That's my first response. My second one is, these are the same data and numbers we've been seeing for, you know, I believe this particular formula was put in place under President Clinton, and these are the numbers we've been seeing. There's no reason to suspect these are any different or any better or any worse than any others. It's utter nonsense. They've never appeared in the way presidents have wanted them to.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no churning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Okay, Doug Steffen here as we continue discussing politics. Countdown on the upcoming VP debate, vice presidential debate on the 11th between Joe Biden and Paul Ryan. Is this going to be exciting or not? What do you think? 800-510-8255 here from a campaign stop in Michigan. A local reporter interviews Congressman Paul Ryan. Ryan ends the interview after the question turns from crime and gun violence to tax breaks.
Does this country have a gun problem?
This country has a crime problem.
Not a gun problem.
No. I mean, if you take a look at the gun laws we have, I don't even think President Obama is proposing more gun laws. We have good, strong gun laws. We have to make sure. We have to make sure we enforce our laws. Yeah, we have to make. We have lots of laws that aren't being properly enforced. We need to make sure we enforce these laws. But the best thing to help prevent violent crime in the inner cities is to bring opportunity in the inner cities. Is to help people get out of poverty in the inner cities. Is to help teach people good discipline, good character. That is civil society. That's what charities and civic groups and churches do to help one another. Make sure that they can realize the value in one another.
And you can do all that by cutting taxes. Right. With a big tax cut.
Those are yours, not mine.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah. That was kind of strange.
You're trying to stuff words in people's
mouths? Yeah. Well, the reporter's like, I got to get that guy. Some local reporter thinks he's going to make his name. Yeah, what's the story here? You sound like pretty foolish, huh? That just shows the status of the news media, frankly. Here are our hosts Rick and Donna Martinez talking about the debate itself between Biden and Ryan coming up on Thursday.
Interestingly, there's still another debate that actually nobody is talking about, and it's a debate that at least some of the political pundits before last week's debate was really looking forward to, and that is the debate this week, Thursday night, between the vice president Joe Biden and the vice presidential candidate from the Republican side, Paul Ryan. And any word on how that's going to go?
Well, I'll tell you what, we've got a good indication that Vice President Joe Biden thinks that this is critical to the Obama campaign. He has reportedly taken 6 days off in order to prep for this debate Thursday night. Now, we already know from comments that Vice President Biden has made about Paul Ryan. He has acknowledged that Congressman Ryan is a smart man, that he understands the numbers about the budget. And clearly now, Rick, I think in light of what happened last week with Mitt Romney's clear win of that presidential debate, all eyes are now looking to Vice President Joe Biden to try to recover this for the Obama campaign.
Right. So is this like the young guy versus the old guy? Is that really what this is going to amount to? Democrats counting on Biden to blunt the momentum of Mitt Romney gaining ground. Opinion polls show that both of these fellas are popular for various things. Look for fireworks and other things to flare up. From the State of the Union, Candy Crowley talked to Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter, who's a close friend of Joe Biden's.
I wanted to talk to you a little bit about your friend who sometimes makes Democrats nervous. He can be inartful when he says things. As he goes into this debate, what's the most important thing you would advise the vice president to do?
I think the big thing with Vice President Biden is that he speaks from his heart. He's an earthy guy. He's a Pennsylvanian, grew up in Scranton, of course, represented the state of Delaware for a long, long period of time, and progress has been made. 40 straight months of job growth in the private sector. Unemployment now down to 7.8%, which is about what it was when President Obama came into office in January of 2009. So Vice President Biden is the real deal. He'll give it to you straight. He communicates in a way that I think connects with people at a real level.
Do you expect him to, because there's a lot of Democrats out there looking at the president's performance, thinking he did poorly, who are hoping that Joe Biden can do, can sort of blunt Romney's momentum, which is beginning to show up in the polls. We haven't seen anything truly definitive, but we know most people thought that Mitt Romney won the debate. So Democrats in particular are looking for Biden to blunt that momentum. Can he do that?
Well, one, of course, Joe Biden, again, knows how to communicate very, very well. I think when people talk about last week, the expectations for President Obama, of course, are always exceedingly high. And it was relatively easy for Mr. Romney, who had an 11th hour conversion. We recall that he is the Etch-a-Sketch guy, has transformed himself. And quite frankly, we always have to wonder which Mitt is going to show up. And so if you just lay out lie after lie after lie about your own plan, as well as what the president has been talking about, of course you can look good. Vice President Biden will do very, very well. He knows what's been going on. He's in touch with the American public. And I'm just hopeful that Mr.
Hey, this is Steve Schultz, and you've been hearing top radio personalities talk about longevity and how people are getting healthy and making an income at home. You see, I've built a seven-figure income by just following this simple program to success, and I'm putting on a free seminar to share the secret with you. Now, think about this. Do you know anyone that wants to lose weight or maybe get healthy? How about saving money on items that they're already purchasing and get paid while they do it? Of course you do. The system is so simple, and it works. Don't miss my 90 for Lifestyle Tour, Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or you can call 877-279-9422. Hundreds of thousands of people are already working the simple system, and you should too. That's Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422.